What a mighty God we serve. Angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth indeed does adore him. What a mighty, mighty, powerful, great, majestic God we do indeed serve. Good morning. More grace to everybody this morning. How delighted I am to be on here, to touch heaven with you, to be the bridge between heaven and earth, to give God permission to do what he wants to do on the earth through intercession and even through prayer. Of course, there are 1,010 people on this line. You know, the next amount that it can be is about 5,000. It's not like 2,000 or 3,000. The next thing is 5,000. You know, if I pay for it to go to 5,000, my faith got to really go out there. That 5,000 people would come on here and pray and touch heaven and move heaven and earth. Well, bless the Lord. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do over these next 30 days. There will be miracles. There will be change. There will be turnaround. There will be shifts. There will be moves. God is getting ready to do the impossible. Why are we praying? We're praying for this reason. Some of you, this may be your first time, but we're praying because we understand that God does nothing on earth until somebody prays. God gave man dominion over the earth, Genesis chapter 1. After God gave man dominion, Adam disobeyed. When Adam disobeyed, he gave it to the devil. Now Satan is operating on Adam's lease. What do you mean by that? I may own a house, but the minute I lease my property to someone else, it then becomes illegal for me to just do whatever I want to do to that property because I have given that lease to someone else. I have a signed, documented agreement. And because I have a signed, documented agreement, I can't just walk in that person's house when I get ready. Can't even just put them out whenever I get ready. Yes, I have to follow the lease. Well, God gave the world to Adam in Genesis 1. Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God gave man dominion. Adam disobeyed. The minute Adam disobeyed, he gave authority to Satan through disobedience. That's why God comes walking in the garden, and God says, "Where are you?" God was not dealing with the geographical location. How do I know that? Because Psalm 139 declares, "Whither shall I go from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning, fly into the uttermost parts of the earth, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there." So we know that God is omnipotent, but not only that, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at one time. Can't hide from God. Nevertheless, he comes in the garden and asks Adam, "Where are you?" He was not talking about a geographical place. He was talking about a spiritual place. He was saying to Adam, "You are not where I left you. I left you over, but now you're under. I left you in dominion, but now Satan has taken that." So God comes walking in the garden, and Adam has lost his position. And now Satan, through the word of God, the Bible declares he's the god of this world. Through the word of God, he is the prince of the power of the air. That's what the word of God lets us know. Well, because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and because Satan is the god of this world, anything that God does on earth now, he needs men, because here we go. Now, even though it's Satan's house and Satan's territory, but it's still Adam's lease. And because it's Adam's lease, anything that happens in the house of someone who has given someone a lease, anything that happens, they have to talk to the owner of the property. So yes, it's Satan's territory, but it's still Adam's world. And things can't just happen when it gets ready. Just like if you rented an apartment or rented a home, any changes that you make, you have to talk to the owner. Well, here it is. God has put himself in a position to be a God of laws and order. And because he's a God of laws and order, when he does anything on earth, he does it through prayer and intercession. God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, but I couldn't find nobody. I didn't want to destroy the land, but I destroyed it because I couldn't find nobody to stand in the gap, to intercede. That's what God said. The God of the universe said, I didn't want to destroy the land. I didn't want to send calamity. God's a good God. If I had time, I would really get into that. Oh, how my life changed drastically when I got a different revelation and perception of who God is. I'm not afraid of him. I don't think God's out to get me. No, it's the enemy who seeks to kill, to steal, and destroy. That's the devil. God said, I came that you might have a life, and I want you to have it more abundantly. I need you to get that in your spirit. God's not mad at me. God's not upset with me. God's not angry with me. All of the anger that God had was put on Jesus. All of the disappointment that God had was put on Jesus. Everything that God was upset about was put on Jesus. And Jesus took on the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. God's not mad. God's a good God. He said, my thoughts towards you are good, not evil. And it is to give you what? An expected end. That's what God said. So now that I know that God wants well for me and God wants good for me, and of course it would take time for me to really teach this to you, but because I know that God wants good for me and God always wants me to be blessed, he's never out to hurt me. God is never, ever, 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 ever. I wish I could really get into this like I want to, but God has never put me through a trial because he needs to test me. God doesn't have to test me to see if I'm going to serve him. God is omnipresent, and God is all-knowing. God was not testing Job to see if Job would serve him. Remember, God had already testified about Job. And God don't give no testimony and then tell the devil, I'm going to see if what the devil is saying is true. God don't got to test me to see if I love him. He knows that I love him. He knows my thoughts are far off. The Bible declares that the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? He said, but I, the Lord, search the reins of the heart. God knows your heart. Can't fool him. But there are things that happened, the spirit of fear that crept into Job's life that opened an opportunity for the hedge in Job's life to be broken. Job 3, the thing I feared the most has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. Job chapter 3, Job worshipped, but his worship was out of fear. Job gave, but his giving was out of fear. And any time you operate in fear, you give access again to that thief. You cause the hedge to be broken. And the Bible declares, whoso breaketh the hedge, the serpent will bite. Well, when I got a revelation that God is good and God wants good for my life, I begin to say, Lord, what's hindering the good? And I recognize it is a lack of prayer. It is a lack of intercession. It is lack of giving God an opportunity to do what he wants to do in your life. But the way you give God opportunity, the way you give God access, the way you allow God to do anything he wants to do on earth is through prayer. And that's why this prayer that we're doing over the next 30 days, it is going to give God access. Amen. It's going to give God access. It's going to give him permission. Now, that's really the best word I can come up with. I know it's kind of tough to say we're giving God permission. But again, God said, I sought for a man. So the best way I can explain is like this. Without God, man cannot. But without man, God will not. Write that down. Without God, man cannot. But without man, God will not. God will not do anything on earth without human intervention and human prayer, seeking his face. Oh, if I shut up the heavens, that there be no rain. If I command locusts to devour the land. If I send pestilence among my people. But if my people, what people? Jackie, James, Halaboshara, Ricky, my people, Michael, Stephen, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn. All I need is somebody to get involved. If you get involved, I can turn this thing around. If you get involved, I can shift this thing. So it is my prayer that over the next 30 days, that the spirit of prayer would come upon you like never before, that you will be overtaken in prayer, that you would be possessed by the spirit of intercession, that prayer will become your pillow. Prayer will meet you at your steering wheel. Prayer will become your passion and your desire. I'm praying that the spirit of intercession will become ignited in you like never before. And I'm not just talking about at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. I'm talking about all day. The spirit of intercession would be your portion. La ba la banda la ba kida la mandola la bobo sata. I'm praying that things begin to open up for you and shift for you and turn for you and break for you and move for you. Because God said to me, every individual who will give themselves the prayer, hallelujah, over this time of intercession, he told me supernatural miracles are about to happen in your life like you have never, ever, ever seen before. Those who will commit and be on this prayer line every day, 6 in the morning, 6 at night, whatever you got to do to make it to this prayer. God told me there will be notable miracles. Told me there will be unprecedented breakthroughs. That there will be powerful shifts and turnaround. I'm asking you to concentrate. Give yourself the prayer. Get out of that bed. Let's get ready to pray and touch heaven. Get out that bed. Whatever you're doing, let's get up. Let's pray. Let's believe God for the miraculous. Let's believe God for change. Let's believe God for things to move. And yes, there will be opposition, but the devil is defeated. Yes, there will be warfare, but the enemy is defeated. Yes, the devil is going to set all kind of traps and do everything he can to stop you, to fight you in your prayer life. Going to try to fight you, going to try to make you tired and weary. But he is already defeated. His job is to keep you from talking to God. That's his job. I don't want you to talk to God. I don't mind you doing a bunch of shouting, but I don't want you to talk to God. Because the minute you begin to talk to him, hallelujah, you cause things to open up on your behalf. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So open your mouth right now and let's begin to praise him. Let's begin to glorify him right where you are. Right where you are, sit up. Right where you are, walk around. Right where you are, move around. And begin to bless the God of your salvation. Father, we bless you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we exalt you. We extol you. We place none before you. Thou alone art worthy. You're worthy to receive glory. You're worthy to receive honor. You're worthy to receive power, blessing, honor, glory, dominion, and power. My God, I bless you. Woo, he's here already. I bless you. Mele masikele mandolo boyada. Nini mi ansikile dieke tololo bosha. My God, you're faithful. My God, you're awesome. You're powerful. You're great. There is none like you. You alone are worthy. You alone are awesome. You alone are powerful. Jesus, I honor you. Seed of David, the I am, the stone hewn out of the mountain. You are my great God. You're Jehovah God. You're my faithful and righteous King. You are my powerful kinsman redeemer. You're my way maker. You are my God. My soul loves you. My soul delights in you. My soul give you the glory. I'm inspired by you. I'm touched by you. I bless you. I praise you. Hey, la bashata la mande. Nina namomo kundele me kasaya. Open your mouth and bless him. Open your mouth and give him glory. Open your mouth and exalt him. Bless him. Shabak him. Oh, bashata. We bless your name. We glorify you. We exalt you today. We place none before you. Hallelujah. How great is our God. You're the name above all names. You're worthy of all praise. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You're Jehovah Sitkanu, Jehovah Makadash, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shaddai. My God, I love you, Jehovah Sabaoth. Milelebe Shelemanda. Come on, open your mouth and glorify him. Tell him how awesome he is. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for Calvary's cross. Thank you for the blood that reaches to the highest mountain, that flows to the lowest valley. Thank you for the blood that prevails. Thank you, hallelujah, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Oh, it is of your mercies that we are not consumed. Your compassions, they fail not. Thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you. When I woke up this morning, mercy hit me in my face. Thank you that every morning I get up, there's brand new mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for not giving me what I deserve. Thank you for being the God of a second chance, and the God of a third chance, and the God of a fourth chance. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For my throwing me to the wolves. Thank you. Hallelujah. That my destiny belongs to you. I thank you, oh God, for clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on the table. I thank you for a right mind. I thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for your grace. I thank you. Come on, open your mouth and thank him. Handele Mosha. Give him the bo sukumaya. Open your mouth and give him the glory. Give him the honor. Exalt him. Come on. That's what he inhabits. He inhabits the praises of his people. He's looking for somebody that'll give him the glory. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Yele malaman shekomo. Lilele bobo shata. Handele masile di elemando. Rokobo kubashani. Lilele beandele mosaya. Handele malosha. Shatanane mansile mekian kalamaya. Ilala bohusha. Oh, bless the name of our God. Oh, biasha. Landa la baseke lele mando robo soya. Ilala bashande. Hey.
Hande, yendi osunama, lekele mandoro bohotaya.
Oh, we bless you. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we bless you. We're going to do our first prayer point. And the first prayer point we are praying, hallelujah. He said, man, not always to pray and faint not. We are praying on this first day that every prayer, that the spirit of prayer would be released upon us like never before. Men ought always to pray. But see, we can't pray as we ought, according to Romans chapter 8. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession. So we're going to yield our bodies to the spirit of prayer, that a spirit of prayer and intercession would come on us like never before. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. As I pray, as I intercede, as I lift my hands, Father, I thank you that the spirit of prayer will become my bread and meat. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares that men ought always to pray and to faint not. Because men ought always to pray and to faint not. Father, I understand by divine revelation that I don't have it within me to pray as I ought. But you gave me a down payment of your spirit. You gave me the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is my down payment for me to be able to communicate with you. It's almost as if you want to communicate with yourself. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is overtaking me today. I thank you that I'm bathed in the spirit of prayer, that the spirit of prayer is upon me. It is upon my life. It is upon my children. It is upon my wife. It is upon my husband. It is upon my family. Father, I thank you that the spirit of prayer will overtake me like never before. Father, I thank you today that the spirit of intercession will become my portion and that I will give myself to pray like never before. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for teaching me to pray. You said that the disciples asked one question, teach us to pray. That is our prayer this morning. Teach us to pray. Teach us to intercede. Teach us to tap into the regions of the dam. Teach us how to walk in a deeper realm and a higher height in you. I thank you that the spirit of prayer would overtake us, not just us in our homes, but let the spirit of prayer overcome our cities. Let it overcome our state. Let it overcome this country. Father, as we lift our voice and pray, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is overtaking every individual under the sound of my voice, and the spirit of prayer is invading their workplace. It is invading their country, that it is invading their state. Father, I lift up KCC Charlotte. I lift up KCC Jacksonville. I lift up KCC Houston. I lift up KCC, hallelujah, even those that have not even been created yet, and those that have not been founded or even started. I thank you today that the spirit of prayer is overcoming the that the spirit of prayer is overcoming the churches like never before. God, calls our men to pray, calls our women to pray, calls the children to pray. Father, I thank you that when we wake up out of our beds, that the first thing we want to do is pray. I thank you that when we go to sleep at night, the first thing we want to do is pray. I thank you that as we walk through the day and as we move through the day, that the spirit of prayer would be our portion, that the spirit of prayer would overtake us like never before. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against every hindrance. I come against every blockage. I come against every attacker that would come to hinder us from prayer, that would come to hinder us from interceding, that would come to hinder us from tapping into that realm with you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I come against the spirit of slumber. I come against sleep. Abo Shata, when it's time to pray. I come against slumber when it's time to pray. I come against slothfulness when it's time to pray. I thank you that prayer is our passion. Prayer, Halabo Shanda, is what we long to do. Prayer is what we do when we get up in the morning. prayer. Hey, Maleba Sharamandio, Unanamanzike, Elalobohotaya. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of prayer. I thank you for the anointing to pray. I thank you for the anointing to tap into deeper depths and higher heights in you. I thank you for the passion to tap into another realm with you. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, whatever the price, whatever it costs to be able to tap into you. Lord, we're willing. Yes, Lord, we're willing. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to intercede. And thank God for the spirit of prayer that's coming upon you, that's coming upon your daughter, that's coming upon your son. Father, in Jesus' name, let me not do anything to hinder, hallelujah, you from hearing me. Hallelujah. I thank you for Calvary's cross. I thank you for the blood. I thank you that I don't always measure up, but you don't hear me based on me measuring up. You don't hear me based on me dotting every I, but you hear me because of what Jesus did. May I come before you boldly. May I come before you with confidence. Halabashatalamonia. Thank you for the spirit of prayer. Father, if I pray, I'll be delivered. If I pray, I'll be set free. If I pray, the enemy won't be able to come in. God, thank you for prayer. Give us the spirit of prayer. Give us the heart of prayer. Give us the heart of intercession. My God, Lord, let us be those who can stand in the gap. Let us be those who can make up the hedge. Let us be those who can tap into deeper depths, who can tap and be the go-between between heaven and earth. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me as your prayer warrior. Use me as your intercessor. Use me, hallelujah, over the next 30 days to break the powers of hell. Use me to break the assignment of the enemy over my family. Use me to break the assignment of the enemy over my children, over my wife, over my husband. Use me. Hey, halabasha. Hey, elabokotaya. Yambibie, rebelebe, lubandelebe kitaya. Brakalamakasia. Use me. Ustinia. Use me to be the intercessor, that there be a manifestation of breakthrough in my bloodline, in my father's house, in my mother's house. May the spirit of prayer overtake me. May the spirit of prayer overtake me for this nation. Overtake me for the church. Overtake me for the city. Overtake me for the state. Spirit of prayer, overtake me for this country. Hey, 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 halabasha, huh? Makoleme, Lemandele Kotaya, Landili Biele Bioso, Unanamansha, in the name of Jesus. O Basha, Yambe Bebe Ese, Nanda Lala Balabasa. We are praying according to Psalm 37. He said in his word, delight yourself in me, and I will give you what? The desires of your heart. We are decreeing that in the month of November, that God would grant unto you the desires of your heart. That may November and over these next 30 days be 30 days where God grants unto you the desires of your heart. You know, I want to say this. Never judge a man. Never judge a woman. My God, you know, from a kid, I've been very young in this. I started very, very young. And because I started very young, hallelujah, I pursued God with everything is in me. And as you listen to this man who's on this phone praying, he is extremely flawed and doesn't do everything right. But down in my heart of hearts and in the inner crevices of my soul, my desire is to please him. My desire is to please God with every fiber of my being. That's my prayer. That's the root of my worship. That's why God has anointed me to be able to worship and tap into things, not because I'm perfect, but down in my soul is a cry for more of him. It's a cry to be perfected. It's a cry to tap into deeper depths. It's a cry to know him and the power of his resurrection. It's a cry to be delivered from strongholds and desires that are not like him. We are praying this month that God would grant unto us the desires of our heart. See, a man like me has money. A man like me has cars. He has homes. So it's not the material things for me. It's the spiritual things. It's the passionate, it's the soulish holes and things that I really desire him to perfect in my life so he can use me to the greatest of his ability. We are praying that in the month of November, that God would grant unto us what? The desires of our heart. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. As I lift my hands and pray, Father, I thank you that this month, over the next 30 days, Every desire that I have before you will be granted. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word, it is the Father's good pleasure to grant unto me the kingdom. And Father, as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you that over these next 30 days, that every desire that belongs to me, every desire that is down in my heart, every desire that is down in my soul, every passionate desire, every godly desire that is in the inside of me, I thank you that this will be a season where those desires will be granted. I thank you that every desire of my family, every desire of my church, every desire of heaven, Father, whatever the desire of heaven is for my life, I thank you that over the next 30 days, those desires will be granted. I thank you that the desire of the heavenlies for my life in the earth, the desire of the heavenlies for my life in the earth, the desire in the heavenlies for my children's life, the desire of the heavenlies for my church life, for KCC Houston, for KCC Charlotte, for KCC Jacksonville. Father, every desire that you have for Florida, every desire that you have for North Carolina, every desire, hallelujah, that you have for Houston, every desire that you have for my son, for my daughter, for my husband, for my wife, I thank you that those desires will be granted. I thank you that my desire lines up with your desire. And because we desire the same thing by the Spirit, that there will be a manifestation this month. Father, hear the cries of your people. Listen. Father, I thank you that the desire of heaven for the nation will be manifested. I thank you that you will grant unto me this month the desires of my heart. My desire is to pursue you. My desire is to go in business. My desire is a plan. You know what it is. Open your mouth and tell heaven your desires. Speak your desires. He will grant unto you the desires of your heart as you make him your delight. May this month be a month of the manifestation of desires. May I see my desires manifested. May I see my prayers manifested. I decree manifestation. I declare manifestation. Hey, halabasha. Hey, halabakuta. Rebede basaya. Handele malamakuya. Likele mandala hoba. Hobia, 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 hobia shata. In the name of Jesus. We are praying one more prayer. We are praying, and excuse me, this prayer thing is a little longer. I'm usually done by 6:35, but I really wanted us to get and understand prayer. We are praying today that this month you will be celebrated. You will be celebrated. Raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. I command celebration, celebration, celebration in every area of my life. Now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command celebration. I command celebration. I declare that over the next 30 days, my children will be celebrated. My home will be celebrated. My family will be celebrated. My husband will be celebrated. I thank you that as we pray and intercede over the next 30 days, that you are doing something powerful in KCC. You are doing something powerful in the life of Brian Karn. You are doing something powerful in the life of the ministry, where the ministry will be celebrated. I thank you for celebration. Halabashata. Ikandele bere di alabanda la bobibioso. Usanaya. Usanana makianza. Robokule mendele kiala. Lamandele ea. Ila la babashata. Ila le manda. Father, I thank you that I will be celebrated. I command celebration. I command celebration. I command a party. I command rejoicing. I thank you that depression is not my portion, that oppression is not my portion. I will not be sad this month. I will not go under this month. I will not be depressed this month. But I thank you that this will be a month of celebration, that over the next 30 days, KCC will be celebrated. I thank you that Brian Karn will be celebrated. I thank you that those who are on this call will be celebrated. I thank you for surprises. I command gifts. I command breakthroughs. And I thank you for divine celebration. Grant unto us celebration. Celebration in our jobs. Celebration in our churches. Celebration in our homes. Celebration. Come on. Command celebration. Command that your name will be heard everywhere for the good. I thank you that my name is being heard for the good. I thank you that every negative word spoken against my name is being canceled. Every negative agenda spoken against my life and name is being dismantled. I thank you that every negative will, every negative thought against my life to destroy me is being destroyed. Huh? And I thank you for divine celebration. I thank you for divine celebration. I thank you for uncommon celebration. May celebration be my portion. May celebration be my friend. May celebration be my meat. Ha, 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 shata, ha, mi kandelebe, robolobo suna, lilandele me ekabo, mukunini mi kikasa, ha, andele me. Ambibibi ala bohosha, anshalamo, mukuninimi, likele bandala hoba, ayala si, ayala hasia, sikala mandala kudala bohoya. Hey, 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 shatalaba, ho, mikandele mi ala hoza, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Hallelujah. That is my prayer. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are anointed. Glory to God. And we are excited about what God is getting ready to do in our lives. We're excited about what God is getting ready to say in our lives. We are excited about what God's getting ready to manifest over the next 30 days. Days of favor. Days of uncommon favor. Days of breakthrough. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Listen, I'm challenged by the Holy Ghost. I was actually going to do it before because God already talked to me about it before we started this call. And I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice to trust me over these next 30 days. There are two things that God has challenged me. Number one, I'm challenging everybody to get this seed in the ground today, okay? Today. It's probably be the only seed that we sow today, all right? But I'm challenging everybody to get a seed of $30 in the ground today. That's number one. Everyone's sowing that seed of $30 today. You can give it at $PBCJR. All right, BrianKarn.com, it really doesn't matter. All right, you can mail it in. But today, whatever you have to do, reach out to whoever you need to reach out to and tell them I need to hold $30 because I got to get $30 in the ground today. I'm going to say something to you prophetically, and hear me good. any good. If you needed something, if somebody told you there was $1 billion waiting on you, and the only thing between you and $1 billion, only the home is $30, you would do whatever you had to do to find that $30. I want to challenge every person under the sound of my voice to sow a $30 seed today. All right? You can go to the website at briancarn.com, give it by credit card. You can mail it in, but it needs to be done today. That's right. I said it needs to be done today. Hear me good. Everybody, $PBCJR. You can go to the website, briancarn.com. All right. If you can't go to the website, you can mail it in to the P.O. Box, 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can mail it. If I was you, I would overnight it. But whatever you have to do, we are believing God for 30 days of uncommon favor. I want everybody under the sound of my voice to sow that $30 seed today. If you have to do it later, you got to call somebody, reach out to somebody and say, would you sow $30 at this thing for me? But everybody on this call, everybody needs to be given $30. Every man, woman, boy, girl, grandmama, child, hallelujah. Make today the day that you sow that seed of $30. For me personally, I have some things that I need God to turn around in the next 30 days. So I'm giving $30, and people say, well, who are you giving your $30 to? Well, I sold to my man of God. And I'm giving $30 to, for me, I'm giving $30 for a business thing. I mean, some of you need to give it for each child. Some of you need to give it for that business. Some of you may sow $30 personally and then $30 out of your business. Some of you made $30. I don't know, but I'm telling you, before I started this prayer a week ago, God said to me, on the first day of prayer, he said, I want you to challenge everybody to sow a seed of $30. So I'm challenging everybody under the sound of my voice. I don't know who you're going to get it from, where you got to get it from, but I want everybody to sow that seed. BrianCarn.com, BrianCarn.org. You can sow it on the website by your credit card. I don't know if you can sow it on Cash App. You can sow it however you want to give it. But I'm telling you, everybody is sowing a seed of $30 because of what God's getting ready to manifest in the life of those who will trust him in prayer over the next 30 days. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. I'm excited about your future. Now, stay in prayer today. Stay in prayer. Don't get lost in your mind. I did excellent teaching last night about the power of the mind and about how the mind wanders. But God tells us what to think on, those things that are lovely, good report. Let's stay in prayer. Let's stay in a posture of intercession. Let's stay in a posture of prayer. All right? Sowing your seed, praying today. There are three things we pray today that the spirit of prayer will be your portion. There are three things we pray today. Not only that the spirit of prayer will be your portion, hallelujah, but we are praying, hallelujah, we are praying that you be celebrated, and we are praying that this month be the month that God grant unto you the desires of your heart. Go sow that seed now. Everybody needs to sow that seed today. I'm saying everybody. And I didn't say 200 of you. I didn't say 400 of you. I said every person was sowing that $30 seed and we're putting it in the ground because that seed is setting us up for what God's about to do. For what God is about to do in our lives over the next 30 days. BrianCarn.com, $PBCJR, or go to sow it in the mail. People still got mailboxes, don't they? Amen. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Whatever you do, let's give ourselves a prayer. You are blessed. You are anointed. Now, guess what? We got prayer again at 6 p.m. Stay those prayer points. Go to the website. There will be miracles happen today. Some of you are going to be celebrated today. Some of you are going to get your desires today. You hear me? I'm telling you what I know. These are things that's going to happen for you today. So the website is there, briancarn.com, so that you can email your testimonies, email your praise reports, email things. And I want to say this to you. Do not allow the enemy to cause you to miss your breakthrough because of offense. Keep your spirit clear over these next 30 days. Trust me, something is happening, all right? So keep your spirit clear and keep your heart right so you can receive everything that God has for you. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You are untouchable. And you're getting ready to see a manifestation of your desires this month. And it shall be even as God has said. I'll see you at 6 o'clock. All right. You know you got to get on there early because God's doing some powerful stuff. More grace.